We're going to do a regular show, but I want to do something else first. I promise this ends in a good place. It's going to start off sounding like it's not going to, but it gets better, really. On the email we talked about yesterday, I have a bit of a rhetorical flair, and I feel honor-bound, honestly, to make clear. The gentleman who wrote to me last week, and I mean it, when I say gentleman, the gentleman who wrote to me last week did not use the F word. He did tell me I shouldn't talk about politics on the show and did so in a way that really rubbed me the wrong way, but he did not use the F word. He did offend me, and my podcast response offended him, and I don't think either of us meant to do that. He was offended by my response yesterday, and he told me why, and I apologize for offending him. He offended me by being condescending and dismissive, and I illustrated where and how in one part of the email that I shared with you guys yesterday and another part that I didn't, and he apologized. And I very much accept his apology. After learning a bit more about him, I get why he would like for this show to be a politics-free zone. As I indicated to you in yesterday's show and to him in the email exchange we've had in the past 24 hours or so, I would also like for this show to be free of politics or political news or news that touches on politics. But I don't feel like that's where we are right now. If I sounded dismissive of his time in the military or his work as a federal employee, that was wrong. Our continued exchange made me feel better, and for that, I'm grateful. I hope it did the same for him. Now, I'm also truly grateful for the responses I received after yesterday's show, almost all of which were supportive. Across email, Mastodon, Patreon, and a couple of other channels, Mouseketeer roll call, sound off now. Woodrow, Matt, Mike, Michael, Eric, Bob, Rob, Rick, Nick, Chuck, Jeff, Alan, with one L, Alan, that's the one with two L's, Tony, John, Jonathan, Brian, Kenny, Kirk, Lex, Daryl, Donald, Doug, Gil, Mr. Eric's, Eugene, Tom, MacFixer, and Dr. Joe. You all humble me. Now, while it wasn't a competition, I do want to mention two responses in particular. Bob, your story was very moving, and I wish I could give you a hug. Kirk, you make me wonder what I've been doing with my life. And finally, if you wanted to, I would be happy to hug the gentleman who wrote the initial email as well. I'm not sure either of us behaved as well as we would like, and yet I think we both ended up in a better place for it. I certainly feel like I did. But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
This is Mac OS Ken.
Actually, just going to be more of my yak and global growth for the Mac, odd tales from OpenAI, and tons of teases from Apple TV+. So many teases. This Friday, the 10th of October, 2025, I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more in that your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. PC shipments are going great, except for here. They're still going well for Apple, though. IDC was out with numbers earlier this week that saw PC shipments for the September quarter up nearly 9.5% globally from the same quarter a year ago. That was thanks to shipments that were up 14% in the Asia-Pacific region, 14% higher in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, and a whopping 1% higher in the Americas. Wait, that's not whopping. One of IDC's research VPs was quoted in the release saying, "While the entire market is continuing on a very strong year, fueled by Windows 11 transition and the need to replace an aging installed base, the results by regions are telling different stories. In particular, the North American market continues to be impacted by the U.S. import tariff shock and by macroeconomic uncertainties." That said, Apple is feeling the growth globally. Though still in fourth place, Apple's traditional PC shipments, aka Mac shipments, were up 13.7% versus the same quarter a year earlier. The only PC maker with greater growth was first place Lenovo. That firm's shipments were up 17.3%. Apple Watch is doing the blood pressure thing in a few more countries. Mac Rumors ran a piece Wednesday saying that hypertension notifications are now available in Canada, Singapore, and Bahrain. Reminding folks what those are and do, the piece says the feature can alert users if signs of chronic hypertension or high blood pressure are detected, according to Apple. Based on data from the Apple Watch's optical heart sensor, the feature can analyze how a user's blood vessels respond to the beats of the heart. The algorithm works passively in the background, reviewing data over 30-day periods, and users are notified if consistent signs of hypertension are detected. Hypertension notifications are available in over 150 countries and territories. One needs an Apple Watch Series 9, Series 10, Series 11, Ultra 2, or Ultra 3 for the functionality. WatchOS 26.something is required. Though the Mac Rumors piece isn't clear, I assume iOS 26.something would be required as well. News of another ice tracker removal, this one with a bit of a twist. Daring Fireball highlights a report from the site Migrant Insider that says Apple's removed De-Icer from its App Store. A civic reporting app used to log immigration enforcement activity, Migrant Insider says the app was pulled after a law enforcement complaint invoking a rule normally reserved for protecting marginalized groups from hate speech. Apparently, Apple told the app's developer that De-Icer violated Guideline 1.1.1, which prohibits defamatory, discriminatory, or mean-spirited content directed at religion, race, sexual orientation, gender, national or ethnic origin, or other targeted groups. In its removal notice, Apple is said to have told the developer, "Information provided to Apple by law enforcement shows that your app violates Guideline 1.1.1 because its purpose is to provide location information about law enforcement that can be used to harm such officers individually or as a group." That the ones with the masks and the crowd suppressants and the zip ties should be the ones over which to worry seems kind of a stretch for Migrant Insider and for Gruber. Quoting Migrant Insider again, "The decision effectively treats federal immigration agents as a protected class, a novel interpretation of Apple's hate speech policy that shields one of the most powerful arms of government from public scrutiny." For his part, Gruber says, "Even if such an attack happened, that wouldn't imply it's the purpose of these apps." Remember when Elon Musk complained that Apple's deal with OpenAI was keeping Musk's AI offerings down? OpenAI has apparently been complaining that Apple is keeping OpenAI down. Apple Insider ran a piece Thursday that had the ChatGPT maker telling a European Commission deputy that despite being hosted by Apple, Microsoft, and Google App Stores, U.S. big tech's dominance in the technology world is a problem for OpenAI. According to the piece, OpenAI met with representatives of the commission's antitrust lead, Teresa Ribera, to discuss the way Apple and other big tech firms are entrenched, making it difficult for startups to compete. The report says notes from the meeting suggest that OpenAI's representative shared their views on competition in the dynamic and evolving markets for artificial intelligence-based service, among other things. They also pointed to the need for vigilance and timely action by regulators like the EC to avoid users being locked into specific platforms. In news of how OpenAI is being kept down, a piece from Mac Rumors says the artificial intelligence firm's Sora AI video app has been downloaded over a million times. That is according to Sora lead Bill Peebles. Released at the end of September, Peebles says the app hit the million mark more quickly than ChatGPT. That's said to be despite the fact that it's invite-only and only available in the US and Canada at the current time. Sora uses OpenAI's Sora 2 video generation model, according to the piece. That could explain the confusion on the part of some would-be users, though not on the part of Apple's App Store. According to a piece from TechCrunch, the App Store is awash in fake applications that claim to be Sora or Sora 2. Research launched by TechCrunch this week showed over a dozen Sora-branded apps that went live on the App Store after the official app's launch. Over half of those use Sora 2 in their name, so yeah, it's easy to see how consumers could be fooled. Kinda looks bad for Apple, though. As TechCrunch put it, these apps somehow made it past Apple's app review process. They actually had public listings on the App Store despite using a brand name that is trademarked by OpenAI and fairly well known in the tech industry even before the app's debut. Hey, hang on a second. You don't think this is part of Apple's plan to keep OpenAI down, do you? Nah, probably not, since Apple has apparently pulled a lot of the fakety fake fakes from the App Store. A lot, though not all. I gotta say, there's something sort of ironic about an app made to make fake videos being faked. Still opens doors to fraud and confusion, though. I know it's like whack-a-mole, but seriously, how could the apps... never mind. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. I've told you about the nearly 600 gigabytes of large files Cloud Cleanup found in my iCloud account. Stuff that I've known I was storing, but why? I haven't thought about most of it in years. I also told you about the 9 gigabytes of junk it found to remove from my Mac this week, but there was even more. Like the 1.9 gigabytes of installation files and 2.7 gigabytes of application leftovers found recently. Hidden data and digital traces of apps that I honestly thought had been gone for a long time. That's what they do, and what they have done for nearly 20 years. Clean My Mac helps keep our Macs clean. And you can try it for free for 7 days. Put it through its paces. Get rid of the junk. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. Since 2008, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our Macs. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. If you're looking for the Apple Store in Fort Worth's University Park Village, it's not where you left it. Mac Rumors ran a piece a couple of weeks ago that had the Texas retail location moving from one part of that shopping area to another tomorrow. According to the report, the new store will open on Saturday, the 11th of October at 10 a.m. local time on the north side of University Park Village. Apple is moving into a larger space previously split between men's suit store Joseph A. Bank and women's clothing store The Impeccable Pig. I looked it up. It's a real business. In fact, it is next door to Apple. Mac Rumor says the new digs will be between Eatsy's Market and Bakery and the relocated The Impeccable Pig, according to photos shared online. As always, if you stop in, tell them Ken sent ya. And as always, they'll say, I do not know him. You kind of wonder why they didn't do this with soccer, but select LA Lakers games will be streamed to Apple Vision Pro this NBA season. Probably already are through the NBA app, but these are going to be different because these are going to be immersive. Upload VR ran the story, which has the games being captured by the Blackmagic Ursa Cine Immersive Live. That's a special version of the Blackmagic Ursa Cine Immersive. The piece says the 3D, 180-degree footage will be streamed live at up to 150 megabits per second to the NBA app and the upcoming Spectrum Sportsnet app. To watch through the NBA app, users simply need an NBA ID, which is free. To watch through the Spectrum Sportsnet app, would-be viewers will need Spectrum Broadband or a Spectrum Sportsnet subscription. Of course, you'll also need an Apple Vision Pro. No word yet on exactly which games will be streamed immersive. Also, no word on why Apple didn't do this first with soccer. As for things the rest of us can watch, let us wrap the day dashing through a bunch of Apple TV Plus stuff. We'll begin under my buckin' hat with the Buccaneers. Apple issued a press release Thursday announcing a third season for the period drama. Inspired by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Edith Wharton's unfinished novel of the same name, no word on when season 3 will land in the stream. Seasons 1 and 2 of The Buccaneers are available to stream now on Apple TV+. In another press release over the last couple of days, Apple revealed a first look at the second season of the International Emmy Award-winning multilingual series, Drops of God. I really don't want to tell you anything about this, except that I watched the first season earlier this year, and it was amazing. I used to be more into wine than I am now, but I honestly don't think you have to be into wine to be into this show. It's emotional, it's sensory, it's pretty, it's well-acted, and it's over-the-top, based as it is on a long-running manga. The first look is literally a picture of the two leads. It'll tell you nothing, except that they're both still in the show. Season 1 of Drops of God is available to stream now on Apple TV+. Highly recommended. The 8-episode second season begins with one episode on Wednesday, the 21st of January. They'll run one per Wednesday through the middle of March. Giving the kids something to binge besides food this Thanksgiving, Apple TV Plus has announced a premiere date for the third and final season of Wandla. Based on the New York Times best-selling book series, The Search for Wandla, yet another press release from the Cupertino streamer says the final chapter of the show will hit on Wednesday, the 26th of November. Seasons 1 and 2 are available to stream now on Apple TV+. Just ahead of that, the sequel to an under-the-radar hit for Apple TV+. 9to5 Max says the streamer announced a release date for The Family Plan 2, setting it up for holiday viewing. According to Apple's description, in The Family Plan 2, it's the holiday season and Dan has planned the perfect vacation for his wife Jessica and their kids to celebrate overseas, until a mysterious figure from his past shows up with unfinished business. An international game of cat and mouse ensues as Dan and his family battle, bicker, and bond their way through a series of bank heists, holiday hijinks, and car chases amid scenic European terrain. Mark Wahlberg plays Dan, Michelle Monaghan plays Jessica, Kit Harington is the heavy. The Family Plan is available to stream now on Apple TV+. The sequel hits the stream on Friday, the 21st of November. And finally today, coming sooner than all of that, Apple TV Plus has shared a number of teaser clips promoting the Vince Gilligan series, Pluribus. Describing the series, Mac Rumors has Apple saying that the most miserable person on Earth must save the world from happiness in this genre-bending series. Gilligan has been a driving force behind such iconic series as The X-Files, Breaking Bad, and Better Call Saul. Meanwhile, Pluribus stars Better Call Saul's Rhea Seehorn. The trailers are kind of funny, kind of trippy, very cryptic. There's also a phone number you can call if you want to go down the rabbit hole. Mac Rumor says the first two episodes of the 9-episode first season will be released on Apple TV Plus on Friday, the 7th of November. Apple TV Plus released 7 Pluribus videos in all. Should be able to find them all on YouTube. This week on the checklist, brought to you by Secure Mac, the FBI has word of websites spoofing the FBI. Their advice for avoiding such spoofing is good for all kinds of sites, though. We'll go over some of it. Plus, a medical imaging firm has lost seriously sensitive info on tens of thousands of people, and that is not the least humane part of this story. We'll tell you what is on checklist number 444. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKen20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.